In the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, only one God, Amen. Today is the 26th day of the blessed month of Abib. May God in the goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility, while our sins and iniquities are forgiven through the tender mercy of our Lord and my Father, my brethren, Amen. On this day of the year 16 AD, the righteous man Saint Joseph, the carpenter to whom Saint Mary was for better thought, departed. He was the son of Jacob, the son of Methan, according to the ancestral line, and was the son of Heli, the son of Method, according to the law. He was a descendant of King David from the tribe of Judah. He was born in the Bethlehem and worked as a carpenter. He lived in Nazareth until he was an honorable old man. When the Lord looked at his goodness, good lines, holiness, and his good old age, he chose him to be betrothed to the Virgin Saint Mary. For the lot fell on his staff, and the dove came and stood on him. Saint Zechariah, the priest, handed the Virgin Saint Mary to Joseph and told him, "Take her and keep her in your house." Saint Joseph obeyed his commandment and worshipped God. He took the Virgin to his house, where the honorable Archangel Gabriel came and told her, "You will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of Highest, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." When Joseph knew of the pregnancy of the Virgin, being a just man and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. When a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered, Joseph went up from Nazareth to Bethlehem, because he was of the house and the lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife. It was that while they were there, the Virgin Saint Mary delivered Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the Logos. After the visit of the wise man, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, "Arise, take the young child and his mother, flee to Egypt, and stay there until I bring you word. For Herod will seek the young child to destroy him." He arose to the young child and his mother by night and departed for Egypt. Now when Herod was dead, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, "Arise, take the young child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel, for those who saw the young child's life are dead." Then he arose, took the young child and his mother, and came into the land of Israel, and being warned by God in a dream, he turned aside into the region of the Galilee, and he came and dwelt in a city called Nazareth. Saint Joseph endured many hardships during this difficult journey. However, what comforted him that he was beholding the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ and receiving the blessing of the Virgin Saint Mary. Saint Joseph and the Virgin Saint Mary went to Jerusalem every year at the Feast of the Passover, and when the Lord Christ were 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem according to the custom of the feast. When they had finished their days, and they returned the boy Jesus lingered behind Jerusalem. And Joseph and his mother did not know it. And they were looking for him. Now so it was that after 3 days they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, both listening to them and asking them questions. So when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said to him, "Son, why have you done this to us? Look, your father and I have sought you unexpectedly." Then he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject to them. Saint Joseph continued working in his profession, looking after the Holy Family, until he completed his good endeavor and rested in the Lord before the crucifixion of the Lord Christ, to whom is the glory. For this reason, the Lord entrusted his mother, the Virgin Saint Mary, to his disciple Saint John, the blessing of the prayer of Saint Joseph, the carpenter, the servant of the mystery of the divine incarnation, be with us all, Amen. On this day also, the year of 101 of the martyrs, the Holy Father Pope Timothy which the 22nd patriarch of Alexandria departed. The blessing of his praise be with us, and glory be to God forever. Amen.
Timothy, O, the Archie,